With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. economy outperformed expectations in the third quarter of the year, growing at a strong 4.3% annual rate July through September. The Trump administration is putting a hold on the construction of five major East Coast wind farms.
According to the administration, these wind projects present national security concerns. Specifically, they said that the towers and the blades of the windmills themselves cause what is called radar clutter, in which certain items might not be caught on radar, or there might be false positives on radar, which they say could be a concern going forward. Secretary of the Interior Doug Burdum specifically gave the example of drone warfare between Ukraine and Russia as an example of why this is a concern to them.
The BBC's Birge DeBoozman. Looking to secure the skies against prying eyes, the Federal Communications Commission is banning new foreign-made drones.
The announcement comes 1 year after Congress approved a defense bill that raised national security concerns about Chinese-made drones, which have become a dominant player in the United States, widely used in farming, mapping, law enforcement, and filmmaking. A review found all drones produced in foreign countries do pose, quote, unacceptable risk to the national security of the United States. Jason Walker reporting.
Russia has fired more than 650 drones along with three dozen missiles in its latest deadly attack on Ukraine. A flood watch posted for a wide swath of the West, including Northern California, where flooding, mud, and rock slides are a threat. The Kansas City Chiefs are moving from Missouri to Kansas to play at a new domed stadium by 2031. Wall Street, the Dow is down 37 points. This is SRN News. The number of abortion clinics in the U.S. continues to decline.
According to Operation Rescue, there are 657 clinics where women can terminate their pregnancies, down 10 from last year and down about 50 in the last 5 years. That's good news. The bad news is that most abortions in this country are now induced using pills, and those pills are everywhere. Under President Biden, a major push was made to make abortifacient drugs widely available, and for the most part, it succeeded. Michael Harrington reporting.
While most Christians celebrate Christmas this Thursday on December 25th, some Eastern Orthodox traditions will mark the holy day on the 7th of January. That's because they follow the ancient Julian calendar, which runs 13 days behind the Gregorian calendar used by Catholic and Protestant churches, as well as by much of the secular world. In fact, the exact day and month of Jesus' birth are unknown. The tradition of celebrating December 25th emerged in the 4th century. Funding of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is the subject of a new lawsuit filed by Democrat state attorneys general.
They argue that the White House decision to withhold funds from the agency is unconstitutional. The lawsuit centers on the Trump administration's claim that the CFPB can only be funded by the Federal Reserve's profits. The Federal Reserve has been running at a loss since 2022. The Democratic attorneys general argue that the CFPB was lawfully created by Congress and must be funded. They say defunding the agency will hinder efforts to stop predatory lenders and scammers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Federal regulators have approved a pill version of the weight loss drug Wegovy. This gives Novo Nordisk an edge over Eli Lilly, whose similar drug is under review. Both pills mimic a hormone that controls appetite. More details at SRNNews.com.